It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO as we get you set for a boys' MAC battle tonight. The teams the same as last night, the girls last night, the boys tonight as the BG boys are in town to take on the Sydney Warriors. And want to welcome you into the Chambers and O'Hara pregame show. Cork and the crew are on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs, including daily rentals and an expert service department, you can rely on Chambers and O'Hara. They wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. Our Section 4 disclaimer is that this broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. This is one of those matchups that every year, whether it's Sydney Unitego or Sydney BG, we want to be here. I know I've said it before, but you can kind of throw the records out the window. But tonight, this game does have significant importance here tonight, as it did last night with the girls, because the Sydney boys pretty much locked into the top seed of the upcoming MAC boys playoffs. But BG is still fighting for their dear lives to get into that fourth spot. And what's the big deal? The top four are the four teams that are going to have a chance to go to the semifinals and then the finals of the league. And the league championship will be at SUNY Delhi on February 18th. That's a Saturday at 8 p.m. So Sydney is all set. They've punched their tickets. They will head to the semifinals. They will host a semifinal round game next week. Now, who they will go up against, now that's a question that is still yet to be answered, because there is kind of a logjam for the fourth spot. Delhi boys are pretty much locked into the second seed, but after that you have kind of a tie here between UV, BG, and Walton, and depending on how the games go tonight is really going to decide who's going to be in the third and fourth spots. Now BG needs a win here tonight to really have any kind of chance, I think, of getting in, because they don't have the tiebreaker against Unadilla Valley, who is also in there, but they do have the tiebreaker against Walton. So there's a whole bunch of things that get stirred into one big mixture, and we'll have to see how the other games go here tonight. There is a bunch of games that will matter in the MAC tonight, but if you're BG here tonight, you can only take care of one thing, and that's going up against a very, very good Sydney team. And this is a BG team that can hang. I'd say they have a solid starting five. After that, they might run out of a little bit of gas. Sydney is a very deep team. But can this BG starting five with Trevor Halliquist, Pete Wiemet, Sean Jones, who's going to go off tonight for them to try to keep them in this ball game against Sydney? We'll talk about more of that when we come back here in the Chambers and O'Hara pregame show. We'll take a quick break for the national anthem, and we'll be right back here on CDO.
Winter is here. Do you have a dependable vehicle that gets you where you need to go in the stormy weather? Look to Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, for all of your transportation needs. Cork and the crew have a wide selection of cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, crossovers, and more that are ready and tested for winter driving by their excellent service team. Don't see what you like? Let one of the Chambers and O'Hara professionals find it for you. Let us do the work. Want to stay dry while you shop? Visit ChambersOHara.com and be warm and cozy at home while you browse our inventory. We're always bringing in new vehicles, so check back often for a fresh look. Our experienced sales staff are local residents, your friends and neighbors, and they won't pressure you during the car buying process. Let Chambers and O'Hara take care of you this winter. Visit today on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, or call 563-4311, or visit online at chambersohara.com.
Looking for high-quality sports photos? Have a local high school or college athlete in the family? Know someone who paddled the General Clinton Canoe Regatta? There's one place for all these photos and more. Brian the Photo Guy. Brian has hundreds of thousands of local sports photos. Area high school sports featuring largely soccer and basketball photos. SUNY Delhi Sports, Canoe Regatta, and Oneonta Outlaw Pictures. Just find Brian the Photo Guy on Facebook for more info. His website is your one-stop Photoshop. BrianTheFotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. That's BrianTheFotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. Brian is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. Check out Brian the Photo Guy today.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
The BG boys in town tonight to take on the Sydney Warriors. Nate Lull with you on WCDO. Also WCDOsports.com. Our web stream, as always, brought to you by SFCU. Let's get the starting lineups here for BG. And first-year head coach Brad Aldrich, a junior wearing number 4, Xavier Cherniak, a senior number 13, Sean Jones, a junior number 14, Trevor Halliquist, a senior number 15, Pete Wiemet, and a senior number 31, Tyler Johnson. On the other side here, it's senior night at Sydney, and head coach Mike Brzee starting his normal starting five, which will be junior number 00, Ethan Finch. Great to see him back in the lineup after a tough injury last week against Unitego. I was worried he'd be out for a while, but did not miss any time. So Ethan Finch starting here tonight for Sydney. A senior number 2, Dawson Backus. Also a senior number 11, Trevor Dutton. A senior number 12, Alex Hoskins. And a senior, the big man, number 33, Colin Carl. Sydney's in the home white uniforms with the maroon and the black trim. Says Warriors across the front of the uniform in maroon lettering tonight. BG is in the road navy blue uniforms with the white trim. Says Bobcats across the chest there in the white lettering. And we'll get all set for tip-off here. Again, Sydney is locked into the one seed in the boys' MAC playoffs. BG still fighting for their lives, trying to get in to the fourth seed and have a chance to, well, perhaps play Sydney again next week. That's exactly what happened with the girls, is that the BG girls are locked into the one seed, and they defeated Sydney last night here on this same floor. But Sydney was still able to get in, and so Sydney will travel down to BG on Friday for a girls' MAC semifinal. The other two teams in the girls' MAC semis, which will be on Friday, is second seed Hancock hosting number 3 Delhi, and that should be a whale of a game, folks. Very excited for that one. Very excited for all the girls' contests on Friday. But the boys still yet to be decided, and their semifinal will be early next week. Sydney will go right to left on your radio dial to get things started, and BG will go left to right. And the opening jump is won by Trevor Dutton, and Sydney will have control with Ethan Finch on the big Sydney S at midcourt, and we're underway. Ethan Finch on the right side. Looks like BG will come out in a little 2-3 extended zone here. Very aggressive to start this first possession. Here is Dutton on the left side. Reverses to the right side with 15 on the shot clock. Now back to the top of the key here for Dawson Backus. For Dutton, left side, dumps one down low for Colin Carl. At the left, low block goes up, partially blocked. And the ball is tipped back out. Ethan Finch will pick it up. 5 on the shot clock. Back down low for Colin Caro off the glass and good. Colin Caro gets things started here for Sydney as there was just a couple of seconds left in that shot clock. BG brings it across the half-court timeline with Sean Jones and to the left side for Trevor Halliquist. Again, as BG goes left to right on your radio dial in the navy blue with the white trim. We're about a minute in and Sydney leads 2-0. Here is Sean Jones, left side, gets into the paint, jump stop, and we were going to have a jump ball. Possession arrow will keep it with BG. Just a minute into the contest, and again, the Sydney boys leading, visiting Bainbridge-Guilford 2-0. Jones with a good jump stop there into the paint, but he got tied up with Trevor Dutton. That brought up the jump ball. BG will get it in to Sean Jones on the left side of the floor, and he'll leave one off for Xavier Cherniak, the lone junior in the starting lineup here, along with Trevor Halliquist. I always think Trevor is a senior for some reason. He's been around playing varsity sports forever. That might explain it. As Ethan Finch gets it back to the top of the key here for Sydney. Steps in, long three for Finch. Dies on the front of the rim, no good. Ripped down here by Hoskins. He falls to the floor, and that will be a traveling violation here on Sydney with 6:35 to go in this first quarter. Speaking of Halliquist, good to see him in. He had an ACL strain in the game last week. And his family was telling me that the doctor said it was, you know, most likely, and most people would be a tear. He got lucky that it was just a sprain. And so he was able to complete the rest of this season here. So he's out there with the knee brace tonight and doing well. Here is Sydney at the top of the key for Trevor Dutton now on the right side for three. Got it, Trevor Dutton from downtown. And Sydney has jumped out to a 5-0 lead. BG trying to break the press, and we'll have our first foul of the night right at midcourt on Sydney. First foul on either team tonight with 6:10 to go in this first quarter. First foul on Alex Hoskins, first on the team. Halliquist will get it in for BG again as they go left to right on your radio dial. And to the left side of the floor here for Cherniak. Cherniak at the foul line. Now back for Sean Jones. Jones for Halliquist, closely guarded here by Hoskins. Halliquist down low, partially blocked there by Hoskins. He strips it away and takes it down the left side of the floor. Hoskins trying to go coast to coast in the paint. Tries a little kick-out pass, and it's stolen right back by Halliquist of BG. So the score, BG 5, Sydney nothing, with 5:45 to go in the first quarter. Halliquist to the right side of the floor. Now for Sean Jones. Dumps one down low for Pete Wieman, and he's knocked out of there by Ethan Finch, rejecting the ball out of bounds, and it'll stay with BG. With 5:35 to go in this first quarter, and Sydney doing a great job on defense down low. BG will get it in, again, as they go left to right. Hallequist with the ball at the top of the key with 5.5 to go in the first quarter. Now for Sean Jones. Tries an entry pass down low for Hallequist. Stolen away by Sydney, and here is Finch down the left side of the floor. Finch trying to go coast to coast. Kicks it out for Dutton. Dutton does not pull the trigger, and they swing it around the zone to the far side for Colin Caro. Back across, Trevor Dutton. Spot up three. Got it. Trevor Dutton again from downtown, and he has 6 points. And Sydney jumps out to an 8-0 lead with 5:05 to go in the first quarter. BG coming off a win over Green at home on Monday night, keeping them in the conversation to be in the top four. They need a win here tonight. Not off to a great start as Hallequist tried to change that, takes it to the rim, and it won't fall. Did everything, got to the rim, and the layup wouldn't go. Finch back up the floor here for Sydney. Bounce pass to the outside for Trevor Dutton. Dutton back to the jumper there for Colin Carl, and it's up and good. Colin Carl makes it 10-0 here for Sydney with 4.5 to go in the first quarter. Back the other way for Tyler Johnson. His shot is rejected, and Sydney is running the ball very well here in the first quarter, playing with a lot of energy. Dutton with a kick out for Dawson. Backus for three. Got it. And it's raining threes in Sydney, and BG will take the timeout. 4:15 to go in the first quarter. It's Sydney 13, BG nothing. We'll be right back on WCDO.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Drive-through open Fridays 24 hours and Saturday until 1 a.m. Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Out of the timeout, the BG boys trailing 13-0, and we'll see if taking a little timeout there to regroup will help out the Bobcats here on the road in a tough environment at Sydney tonight. Here is Cherniak on the right side of the floor. Picks up his dribble here. Cherniak reverses to the left side of the floor for Sean Jones. Outside the three-point line, Jones gets down low. Pull-up jumper for Jones is good. There's the first points of the night for the Bobcats, and it comes from the senior, Sean Jones, and it's 13-2. Sydney trying to throw the ball up the floor quickly. It's stolen right back, though, by Hallequist, and maybe this is the start, the jump start, I should say, that BG needs. Hallequist to the left side of the floor on the left wing, reverses to the right side, thought about a three, instead will pass to the high post. Now back out for Sean Jones for three. Got it. Sean Jones from beyond the arc. Cuts that lead to 13-5, and BG trying to claw their way back into this game with 3:25 to go in the first quarter. A slow start is not what you need against this quick-starting Sydney boys team. Ball rolls out of bounds, last touch by Ethan Finch, and it's going to go back to Bainbridge-Guilford. So here come the Bobcats all of a sudden, and Sydney is going to put the full-court press on, a 2-2-1 press coming from the Sydney Warriors. BG easily breaks it on this possession to the left side of the floor, crossing the big Sydney S at midcourt. BG with 3:10 to go in the first quarter, trailing on the road here in this boys' MAC contest tonight, 13-5. Hallequist tried to zip one down low with a quick one-handed pass, and nobody was down there. A little miscommunication with him and Tyler Johnson. Ball sails out of bounds back to Sydney. Finch up the floor, going right to left, to the right wing for Dawson Backus. Backus now for Alex Hoskins as BG has changed it up, going to the man-to-man. Finch at the top of the key, gets around Hallequist. It's poke checked out from behind, out of bounds, and back to Bainbridge-Guilford. Great move there by Hallequist as Finch very quick got around him, and he was just able to reach around behind him, poke it free. And here comes Hallequist back up the floor. Chest pass for Sean Jones. Jones dumping one off for Xavier Cherniak. He falls to the floor here, somehow it's not called the travel, and they go up with Tyler Johnson, and he's fouled. Mike Brzee, head coach here for Sydney, screaming for a traveling violation, won't get it. And so BG, with a chance to get some points here, as Tyler Johnson got that loose ball and was fouled and will go to the line with 2.5 to go in the first quarter. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com, as Tyler Johnson makes the first one at the line for BG. It's 13-6. Glad to have you along online as well, courtesy of Sydney Federal Credit Union. Second foul shot is up and good for Tyler Johnson. So he goes 2 for 2, and it's Sydney 13, BG 7. The Bobcats on a 7-0 run. Dutton trying to stop that. His jumper on the right side for Sydney is no good. Warriors get the rebound. Back out for Finch outside the three-point line. Feeds one down low for Colin Carl. Stuck in the land of the trees. Back out for Backus. And we'll have a three-second violation here on Sydney. Again, giving the ball back here to BG. So the Bobcats were trailing 13-0, took a timeout, and since then they've gone on a 7-0 run. Back up the floor for BG, again in the navy blue with the white trim. Here is Sean Jones. Jones hands one off for Hallequist, closely guarded again by Alex Hoskins. Two great athletes going at it here tonight. Hallequist tries to go across the top of the defense. It's tipped out of there by Finch. Can't do that against Sydney. They're too fast. Down the floor here for Finch. Goes to the bucket, fouled by Hallequist. We'll have a whistle with 1:55 to go in the first quarter. It's Sydney 13, BG 7. And they're actually going to give this foul to Wiemet for BG, so that's his first, team's first. And Finch to the line here for Sydney. First shot for Finch is good. Hit the front of the rim, and then had just enough spin to get up over top of the rim to get in there for Finch. Second one coming here for the junior wearing number 00. And it's good. Finch with that second shot gives Sydney their first points in a couple of minutes. It's 15-7. Here is Cherniak. Gets one back for Sean Jones. Up off the glass and good for Sean Jones. And he has 7 points. And it's 15-9 with 1:40 to go in this first quarter. Here is Dutton at the foul line. Back out for Alex Hoskins. And BG staying in this game, only trailing by 6. Here's Finch to the bucket, and his layup is up and good. Ethan Finch now with the last 4 points for Sydney, and it's 17-9 with 1.5 to go in the first quarter. Here's Hallequist, jumps one off Tyler Johnson. His left-handed layup won't go. Sydney back in transition. Right side of the floor for Backus off the glass, and his layup won't go down. Two missed layups on both ends of the floor here. One for Sydney, one for BG. Now the Bobcats slow it down here. They put on the brakes as they bring it back up the floor. Wiemet down low for Tyler Johnson. Turnaround shot again, too hard off the glass. And the rebound is brought down by Sydney with Ethan Finch. Finch, bounce pass for Colin Carl, and he gets one off the square and in. Colin Carl with 6 points. And Sydney pumps it right back up to a 10-point lead, 19-9. Now BG trying to break the press. Only a couple more seconds to do it. Stolen away here by Sydney. Here's Finch on the right side of the floor. Finch back for Trevor Dutton. Zips one into the corner now for Backus. Across for Hoskins, up and good. Great passing from the Warriors. And a great finish there by Alex Hoskins. His first bucket of the night, and a fire pass there from Dawson Backus to get it across, to get it into the hands there of Hoskins. 23 seconds to go in the first quarter, and Hallequist brings it back up the floor. We'll have a whistle. That will be on Hoskins, his second. And he is the man responsible for guarding BG standout Trevor Hallequist. So his second, team's third. 20 seconds to go in the first quarter. Sydney leading 21-9. Here's Jones, spot up jumper, left it short. Rebound is ripped down here by Sydney. And here's Backus, and he's looking to run. Backus for Dutton. Pump fakes, gets down low, across for Finch. Left side corner three, left it short. Hallequist, a rebound, falls down to the floor. And we'll have the end of the first quarter. Sydney wanted a travel, BG wanted a foul, and they won't get a whistle from either side. So at the end of the first quarter, it is Sydney leading BG 21-9 here in this Boys Mac contest tonight. I'm Nate Lull, and I'll be right back on CDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at Landers. CHLendersFH.com. CH Lenders Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney. Proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner, owner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. And I'm here to tell you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual clean and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. And if you need to make a change, being able to choose the best system that fits your family needs will save you money too. Give me a call at 349-0831 and start saving money now. We also accept Visa and MasterCard. Call 349-0831.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Start of the second quarter tonight on CDL. The Sydney boys on senior night here on their home floor, leading Bainbridge Guildford 21-9. Nate Lull with you on CDO and WCDOsports.com. Halftime report coming up at the end of the second quarter. We'll get you some out-of-town scores brought to you by Morabito. Nate Vibbert into the game, and the jumper is good for Nate Vibbert. It's actually a three-pointer for Vibbert, and he gets it to go, and it's 24-9. Sydney on top. BG was trailing 13-0, cut into that and had it down to 13-9, but Sydney off and running again. A steal here for Dutton, trying to go coast-to-coast, puts it up and in. And Dutton has 8 points, and it's 26-9, Sydney on top now. BG going left to right at the top of the key here for Kyle Rideout, who has checked into the game. Rideout finding Tommy Palmateer down low in the paint. Palmateer tries to take it to the rim. Gets a lot of body there, but no foul. Misses the shot. Sydney back the other way in transition. Dutton down low for Colin Carl. And the easy left-handed layup for Colin Carl. And he has 8 points. And Sydney is on top 28-9. Did not see this one coming. Right side of the floor for Sean Jones at the top of the key. Jones starting the offense here, and he will travel with 6.5 to go in this second quarter. And it's 28-9. And Sydney will get the ball back in front of their own bench in the backcourt and look to bring it up the floor. Timeout will be taken in the meantime, though, by BG with 6:43 to go in the second quarter. It's Sydney 28, BG 9. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back on CDO.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Sydney boys leading 28-9 over visiting Bainbridge Guildford here on senior night. Got a shout out here. Tom Hoskins listening here tonight, older brother of Alex. Just sent me a tweet here, said he's listening while doing some college homework. Hopefully we're not distracting him from his studies too much, but Tom, a great athlete here in Sydney, graduated 2 years ago, was the quarterback for the Warriors, and played some hoops as well. Great athlete for Sydney, and glad to have him listening along tonight on WCDOsports.com. Out of the timeout, Sydney will throw the ball away, and Trevor Hollequist will bring it back down the floor here for BG. Bobcats try to get something going as they pass it down low. Intercepted, though, by Nate Vibbert, and back up the floor here for the Warriors. Puts on the brakes. Now back for Ethan Finch, who stands on the big Sydney S at midcourt with 6:05 to go in the second quarter, and Sydney on top 28-9. Colin Carl at the right low block. Bounce pass out for Ethan Finch, and back to Colin Carl. A little give and go. Turnaround baby hook is up and good, and Colin Carl is doing the work of a man down low, and he puts it in, and it's 30-9. Sydney really pumping up this lead. Hallequist up the floor to the right side. Stops, tries to set up the offense here, but boy, this Sydney man-to-man defense is tight, and it is quick. Here is Jones at the top of the key. Back for Hallequist, who is still scoreless so far here tonight. Hallequist passes down low here for Sean Jones. Jones goes up, partially blocked. BG wanted a foul. They won't get it. And Dutton wants to run in transition. Stolen right back, though, by Hallequist. 2-on-1 for BG if they can hurry. Around the back pass from Hallequist to Jones, and he finishes. Beautiful look there from Trevor to find Sean Jones on the 2-on-1, and he finishes to make it 30-11. Left side of the floor for Ethan Finch. Finch down low to the bucket. It's up and good for Ethan Finch. Hallequist was trying to steal it from behind again, and this time Finch was too quick, and he put it in. Aliquist to the left side of the floor as he brings it back up. And we'll hand one off here to Kyle Rideout. Rideout with the ball. We'll pass to the far side for Tommy Pommatier. He gets to the high post. Back out for Rideout. Finds Trevor Aliquist for three. Left it long. Rebound for Alex Hoskins. Skying up there to grab it. And an outlet pass to Ethan Finch. And boy, Sydney is looking to run more than I've seen them do all year. They are just turning this into a track meet as they pass it down low again for Colin Carl. And he's got 12 points. And Sydney is on fire as they lead 34-11 with 4:25 to go in the second quarter. And BG wants a timeout once again with head coach Brad Aldrich. So, wow, Sydney boys on fire here tonight, as I just said, leading 34-11. We'll step away for 30 seconds on CDO.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and/or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at NYCM.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online NYCM.com.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
A little over 4 minutes to go in the second quarter. Nate Lull with you here on CDO. Live tonight from Sydney High School, the Sydney boys leading visiting BG 34-11. Here's the scoring summary so far. Colin Carl, the first Sydney Warrior into double figures. He has 12. He's helped out by Trevor Dutton with 8, Ethan Finch with 6, 3 apiece from Dawson Backus and Nate Vibbert, and 2 from Alex Hoskins. On the other side for BG, 9 for Sean Jones and 2 for Tyler Johnson. So the ball gets in out of the timeout to Trevor Aliquist, still scoreless here. The BG standout as BG goes left to right on your radio dial. They will leave one off for Sean Jones. Jones gets to the high post there, but stolen away here by Ethan Finch, and he is off to the races. Finch to the hole, and he's fouled by Sean Jones. With 4:05 to go in the second quarter. Jones hustling back there on defense, but he was unable to get there in time and had to just hit Finch on the arm as he went up for the layup. And he couldn't get the layup to go, but he'll go to the line to shoot two. So Finch with 6 points here, looking to add to it. First one is good. He's got 7. So Finch, great to see him in the lineup at that game last week against Unitego. He took a bad spill. He was going up to block a shot as he makes the second one. Came down, slipped, went into the wall. Looked like he maybe hit his head. Did not, though, from all the reports and indications. As Sean Jones takes it the length of the court here for BG, misses the layup, and will have a jump ball. Possession arrow will keep it with BG. So it was great to see Ethan did not hit his head, was able to take a couple days off, recover, get back into the lineup, and he looks very, very sharp here tonight for Sydney. With 3:55 to go in the second quarter, and Sydney leading 36-11. And checking into the game now here for BG will be Xavier Cherniak coming in for Kyle Rideout. So BG will get it in. And here is Cherniak on the left side of the floor, chopped out of his hands there by Nate Vibbard, and it will remain with BG with 3:50 to go in the second quarter. So Aliquist along the far side on that left wing will get it in for Sean Jones in the corner. They go down low for Tyler Johnson. Johnson back out here for Jones for three. No, left it too strong on that one. Just a lot of spice on that shot. And the rebound here for BG. Back out for Aliquist at the top of the key. Little crossover move here. Falls down and will hand one off for Cherniak. Cherniak goes down low for Pete Wiemet. Baby hook in the lane for Wiemet. Won't go. Rebound loose on the floor and scooped up here by the Warriors. Back up the floor. They go ahead here for Nate Vibbert, and he wasn't quite expecting that pass. It was behind him. Rolls out of bounds and will remain, or I should say, go back to Bainbridge-Guilford. Stephen Smith into the game now for Alex Hoskins. Nate Vibbert checks out. Dawson Backus back in with 3:20 to go in the second quarter. Make sure to stay tuned for our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report coming up. Again, we'll break down the scoring summary in this first half and get you some out-of-town scores as well. Some big games going out in the Tri-Valley tonight as well on the boys' side. Right side of the floor here for the Bobcats. Here is Cherniak into the corner for Trevor Aliquist. Give and go right back to Cherniak off the glass. It's too strong. Rebound is loose and picked up here by the Warriors. BG just cannot buy a basket here in the last 2 minutes. Here's Finch, coast to coast, making it look pretty. And Ethan Finch now with 10 points. What an athletic play. And the little baby hook gets it to go down, and it's 38-11. Sydney on top. Here is Jones in the paint. Off the back of the rim, no good. Tyler Johnson rips down a rebound. He gets tied up, though, in the jump ball. And the possession arrow is going to give it back to Sydney. This might be the best I've seen Sydney play this year. And they've played some good games. Always challenged themselves early with a non-conference schedule. But they are undefeated in the league in the MAC. And they look very, very good tonight after a week or two of not exactly looking strong. And they have really turned it up tonight. Shot here by Trevor Dutton is off the mark. And a rebound scooped up here by Bainbridge Guilford. The Bobcats bring it back up the floor on the left wing side for Hallequist. Hallequist for Tyler Johnson. Johnson into the corner. And back out here for Hallequist. The deep three, and he gets it to go. Trevor Hallequist from downtown, and maybe that will ignite the BG standout. It's 38-14. 2 minutes to go in the second quarter. Here is Backus. Now for Finch into the corner on the baseline. Finch drives along and will kick one down low for Colin Carl. Off the glass and good. And Colin Carl has 14 here in the first half. And he is the lucky recipient of a lot of great passes from these Sydney guards. Left side of the floor for Hallequist. Back for Cherniak. Closely guarded in the man-to-man by Dawson Backus of Sydney. Here is Sean Jones for BG. Into the paint. Spot-up jumper. No good. Tyler Johnson cleans up the mess and puts home the rebound. Johnson, the tallest guy on the floor, and used it to his advantage there. He's about 6'3", 6'4". Minute and a half to go in this first half. Sydney leading 40-16. Now a steal as Finch lost control. BG will pick his pocket with Sean Jones and back down the floor. Jones, coast to coast, tries to lay it off the glass. No good. Pete Wiemann is there. His shot won't go down. Another rebound for BG, and a left-handed layup won't go for Xavier Cherniak, and a rebound finally back into the hands of the Sydney Warriors. Here's Dawson Backus going coast to coast, the block by Wiemann, and he's going to get whistled for the foul. With 1:05 to go in the second quarter, and it's 40-16. Sydney on top of BG. Every time BG seems to get some momentum, they just are not able to finish some of these shots, especially down low. And Sydney has just taken advantage of that, and boy, they are running the floor all out here tonight. Dawson Backus to the line. First one is up and good. Sydney looks to be in good physical condition here tonight, too. I don't see a lot of guys who look winded. Second shot for Backus is up and good. Must be Coach Brzee has him doing those old wind sprints in practice. In the backcourt here, BG will bring it up left side of the floor with Hallequist. Gets across the timeline and into the paint. Dishes one off here for Sean Jones in the corner for three. Too hard, too long. Rebound on the floor. Picked up by Sydney. And it gets to half court before it's stolen back here by Xavier Cherniak. Cherniak with a floater in the lane, and it's good. And Cherniak's first bucket of the night. And it's 42-18 with 40 seconds to go here in the second frame. Finch will take his time and walk it up the floor. Sydney in absolutely no hurry on the right side of the floor for Trevor Dutton. Dutton to the high post looking for Finch. With 20 on the shot clock and 26 on the game clock. They go down low for Steven Smith, the hero of that Delhi game 2 weeks ago. Back out for Finch, and he drains it from downtown. So Finch now with 13. 15 seconds to go in the second quarter. Back up the floor here for Hallequist, and ahead for Xavier Cherniak. Cherniak back for Hallequist. Pump fakes, now gets it down low into the paint. Here for Wiemann. Back out for Hallequist. A deep three at the buzzer. No good. And that'll do it. Our halftime score, Sydney leading BG 45-18. And we'll see if BG can head to the locker room and regroup. Again, our halftime score, Sydney boys leading BG 45-18. Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up on CDO.
Did you know there's a fast, easy, and better way to save on gas? Use the improved Marabito Rewards Plus program. Every time you purchase gas, food, merchandise, even energy for your home, you earn cents off per gallon on your next fill-up. Swipe your Marabito Rewards Plus card at the pump and watch the prices fall. And only Marabito turns the power of your home's energy purchase into instant savings right at the pump. Swipe away at Marabito.
Looking for high-quality sports photos? Have a local high school or college athlete in the family? Know someone who paddled the General Clinton Canoe Regatta? There's one place for all these photos and more. Brian the Photo Guy. Brian has hundreds of thousands of local sports photos. Area high school sports featuring largely soccer and basketball photos. SUNY Del High Sports, Canoe Regatta, and Oneonta Outlaw Pictures. Just find Brian the Photo Guy on Facebook for more info. His website is your one-stop photo shop. BrianThePhotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. That's BrianThePhotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. Brian is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. Check out Brian the Photo Guy today.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
Hello, Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley.
I need to order a pizza.
Son, we don't have any pizza on our menu.
Well, then, can I get a cheeseburger?
Son, we don't have any food on our menu. In fact, we don't even have a menu. This is Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley. I think you had the wrong number.
This is the right number. I heard your ads on the radio, and you said that you had something for everyone.
And we do, with wood flooring, rough cut lumber, kiln dried or green, casings, baseboards, wainscoting, and more. By the truckload or by the piece, we can help with all your wood needs, but we don't do food.
If you don't do food, you must be awful skinny.
Well, I've got a car, so I could go pick up a pizza if you want.
Great, while you're at it, my mom wants a salad.
The quality of your wood just got better. Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley. Since 1977, a half mile north of the intersection of Route 7 and Route 8 in Sydney. Call 563-4300.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Our Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Remember, when you use your Mirabito Rewards Plus card, you'll save instantly right at the pump. See for yourself today at Mirabito, or you can call them at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. And our halftime score, the Sydney boys with a surprising, I would say surprising, 45-18 lead here over BG. BG is fighting for their playoff lives to stay in the top four. And I thought, you know, coming into this game, if someone asked me, and a lot of people did, so I guess I can talk about it, who would win here tonight? You know, I think my odds-on favorite would be Sydney. They're undefeated in the league. But I thought it was going to be a close game because I thought BG is going to have a great game plan and come in here and execute because that's what they do. Guys like Sean Jones, Pete Wiemann, especially Trevor Hallequist, they get up to play Sydney. That's what they do. But just the cold shooting to start the contest, and then Sydney was just on fire to start the game, opened up a 13-0 lead. I mean, that makes it very, very hard to climb out of that hole, and Sydney just has athletes for days, and so that has allowed them to build up this lead 45-18, and this is the recipe for success that Sydney has. Start the season, don't play anybody local, go down to Binghamton, sometimes you get your butt kicked, you play Seton Catholic and some of the top teams in our area in the state down there, and then when you come back to the MAC, everything seems to just fall into place. It's like this magical formula that Coach Brzee seems to run every year, so it's a ton of fun. But not in the beginning of the year. Every year I have Sydney fans saying, boy, what's going on? The boys are 0-3. I can't believe it. We won the league last year. Well, yeah, they're playing Class AA and A teams, and they're a C. And, you know, they're playing some of the best teams in the area, especially Seton Catholic. And then they come into the MAC, and they start to do what they do. And I'm so impressed with this Sydney team because you're without your leader, Kyle Smith, your floor general, your captain who broke his foot 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago now, and he's just continuing to get the job done by being here, being a great cheerleader, and keeping these guys focused and rallied, and they have gotten through the league schedule so far unscathed. So this Sydney team certainly has a lot to be proud of. Let's go through the scoring summary. 14 points from Colin Carl for Sydney, 13 for Ethan Finch, 8 for Trevor Dutton, 5 for Dawson Backus, 3 for Nate Vibbard, and 2 for Alex Hoskins. And now here for BG, 9 points from Sean Jones, 4 from Tyler Johnson, 3 for Trevor Hallequist, and 2 for Xavier Cherniak. Wanted to take a minute to recognize the 8 seniors that are on this team here tonight for Sydney and give you a little bit of history and what they're going to do next year. The first one is number 2, Dawson Backus. He's a great football player and a great basketball player. He's really stepped up in the absence of Kyle Smith. He is planning on attending college next year. Nate Vibbard, of course, a great football player, great baseball player, and basketball player. He's been a part of the varsity program for 2 years now. Loves to play AAU and plans to go to college for physical education next year. Noah Gibbs. Noah is a basketball player who's been on the varsity for 2 years. His future plans including going to UTI for automotive technology next year. Noah's one of those guys who's always working hard in practice, getting the job done here for the Warriors. Trevor Dutton. He will be going to SUNY Delhi next year, wants to be a DEC officer. He's a 3-year varsity player, and they all gave their favorite memories. I love Trevor's. His favorite basketball memory is winning the WCDO MVP with the Talbot Insurance Agency Award that we give out every week. Kudos to you, Trevor. I love that. Alex Hoskins, maybe one of the best athletes that Sydney has ever seen. 3-year varsity player. His favorite memory is winning the MAC Championship 2 years ago. He's going to SUNY Plattsburgh to study criminal justice. Colin Carl, also a great two-sport athlete here. Actually, 3-sport athlete. Great track athlete as well in the spring. He's going to go to SUNY Delhi for welding technology. He's got 14 points in the first half. He's doing great. Kyle Smith, as we said, broke his foot. And he is a 3-year varsity player, and he's going to go to either Providence College or Quinnipiac to study accounting or finance. This kid is a wizard. Let me tell you what, folks. He's taking college classes right now, just does not have the normal schedule that a high school senior has. He is a phenomenal student and a phenomenal athlete and one of the best young men around. And it's just been a pleasure covering him. So, Kyle, good luck to you next year. And Kyle Gaskin, he's been a varsity player for 2 years. He's going to go to Paul Smith's college next year to study forestry. Great football player as well. So good luck to Kyle and the rest of the 8 seniors who were honored before the game here tonight. And, you know, that leaves a lot of empty spots on this Warriors team next year. But, boy, this Sydney JV team coming up has just been like a wrecking ball through the MAC and done a very great job. So it should be an exciting future as well here for Sydney boys basketball. It's our Marabito Energy Products halftime report. Remember, folks, with your Marabito Rewards Plus card, you'll save instantly right at the pump. See for yourself today at Marabito or call them, 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back with the second half with our score. The Sydney boys leading BG 45-18 at the break. We'll be right back on CDO.
Need to schedule an appointment to have your vehicle serviced? Hate waiting weeks just to get an appointment? This isn't the doctor's office. It should be quicker. That's why Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney now has 6 full-time technicians on staff to take care of your needs. That means we can schedule you sooner and get you in and out faster and back on the road to your busy schedule. You don't need to be bogged down with a broken vehicle or sitting in a waiting room because the work isn't done yet. The Chambers and O'Hara goal is to get it done quickly, but to also get it done right the first time. Call 563-4311 or visit chambersohara.com today.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Heat tape for water pipes, insulated chimney systems, and stovepipe. This winter, count on Jessup House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Insulation, rock salt, snow shovels, outdoor work gloves, and traction sand too. So this winter, count on Jessup House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Since 1920, local folks have relied on Jessup House Building Supplies in downtown Sydney Center. 3 generations of quality service to the Tri-County area. Jessup House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything. Call 369-3051.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Start of the third quarter here on CDO. Nate Lull with you tonight. Sydney student section firing up their boys to start the second half as Sydney leads BG 45-18. Glad to have you along tonight on CDO, also WCDOsports.com. I'm Nate Lull. Jim Tomeo back in our CDO studios. We'll take you the rest of the way. BG now going right to left on your radio dial. They'll go down low with Pete Wiemet. Turnaround shot in the lane, and it's good. First points of the night for Pete Wiemet, and they'll need to get him going. He's a guy who averages in double figures. And with that being his first points of the night, they'll need him to get more. He might get more here with a steal. Takes it coast-to-coast, puts it up and in. So BG comes out on a little 4-0 run, and Sydney leads 45-22. Let's see if they can get the juices flowing to start the second half. Here is Ethan Finch. Bounce pass for Dawson Backus into the corner. Now for Alex Hoskins. Back out for Backus. A deep three off the mark. Rebound for Hollequist. And BG going right to left to bring it back up the floor. Here is Sean Jones. Going to take it to the rim. Jones, reverse layup. No good. Wiemet rips down a rebound. Puts it up. It's blocked. Gets it again. Can't get it to go. And a rebound for Colin Carl. And Sydney going left to right. Zips back down the left wing side. Here is Hoskins. Gets into the paint. Back out for Backus. Doesn't pull the trigger this time. Gets it into the hands safely of Colin Carl here at the high post. Back out for Finch at the top of the key. Finch looking for options. Bounce pass for Trevor Dutton. Went through his legs. Wasn't expecting it. BG back the other way. Hollequist, the left-handed layup up and good. And Trevor Hollequist now with another bucket. And he has 5 points. And it's 45-24 with 6.5 to go in the third quarter. Sydney maybe fell asleep in the locker room here. And they're trying to get back into this ball game here. Bounce pass for Dutton at the top of the key. Now back out for Finch. Right side for three. Left it short. Rebound here for Wiemet. And he is coming alive in the second half. BG back up the floor with Sean Jones. This is the BG team I was expecting to see in the first half. And they're starting the third quarter strong. Back out for Jones. Down low for Pete Wiemet at the right low block. Wiemet turns around, gets stuck in the lane, and has to kick it out. And we're going to have a three-second violation on BG as Tyler Johnson was setting up his tent and camping out down there on the other side of the lane. And so it's going to go back to Sydney with 6 minutes to go, third quarter. And it's 45-24. Sydney boys on top here on their home floor on senior night, honoring 8 seniors on this varsity squad here for Sydney. Down low for Ethan Finch from Trevor Dutton. And it was too tall for him and out of bounds. And head coach Mike Brzee barking out the signal, saying, we got to get this together here, guys. Hollequist back up the floor for BG as they're trying to get it together. On the left side of the floor, Hollequist almost has his pocket picked there by Finch. And those two share a little smile there. I think Trevor Hollequist might be friends with everyone in the Tri-County area. I see him at random games all the time. He's friends with just about everybody. And the Sydney team is no exception. It's a fun rivalry. Top of the key here for Xavier Cherniak. Gets it back to Hollequist, who again has been matched up one-on-one here with Finch most of the night. Hollequist to the rim. He left it short. And a rebound here for Trevor Dutton. Back up the floor for Dawson Backus. Through the wickets there. And through his legs and out of bounds with 5:20 to go in this third quarter. Sydney still has not scored here in this third frame. BG locking it down a little bit here on defense. And Hollequist crosses the big Sydney S as it goes to the left side of the floor here for Sean Jones. Right back to Hollequist. He's at the left low block. Tried to pass one down low for Wiemet. Hoskins was there. Punches it out of bounds, and it'll stay with the Bobcats. With 5:10 to go in this third quarter. And Hollequist will try to come off a screen. Jones is inbounding. Taps one in for Wiemet. He goes up in the paint. Can't get the shot to go. Tyler Johnson is there. Gets the rebound. Won't go in. And this time, the loose ball is picked up by Sydney. Hoskins, a long outlet pass here to Dawson Backus, who puts it off the glass. Thought he got fouled. Couldn't get the layup to go. Play continues. Back up the floor. Hollequist. Ahead now for Sean Jones for three. Off the back of the rim. No good. Gets his own rebound, though. Passes for Tyler Johnson. Johnson back for Xavier Cherniak, who's going to reset the offense here. And gives it to Hollequist at the top of the key as we hit 4.5 to go in the third quarter. Passing down low, Hollequist wanted a backdoor cut. Instead, he passed it right to Sydney's Colin Carl. And Sydney back up the floor on the left wing side, going left to right. And here is Trevor Dutton. Now a little give and go right back to Ethan Finch. They'll pass one down low here for Alex Hoskins at the right low block. Lost his footing, tripped, ball knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Sean Jones, so it'll stay with Sydney. With 4:15 to go in this third quarter. The officials having a quick word here with the Sydney bench. Apparently the Zebra crew not liking the narrative coming off the Sydney bench here from head coach Mike Brzee. Coach Brzee, he might be a master of that art. He's sitting on the bench. He's not yelling. He's got his leg, you know, crossed. Doesn't look like he's angry, but he's still giving it to that official pretty good. Doesn't matter as Sydney gets it in, and they'll find Colin Carl underneath the bucket for a wide-open layup. BG lost him on the defense there, and Sydney leads 47-24 with 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Hallerquist on the left side of the floor as BG gets into their own offensive end of the floor for Tyler Johnson back for Cherniak. Step-in jumper is no good, and Finch was right there to clean up the loose ball on the rebound. Had it poke-checked away from behind. BG's going to grab it. Ahead now for Hallerquist, and he'll have to put on the brakes as he really didn't have anything going. Across here for Wiemann. His shot is off the back of the rim. No good. And Sydney is looking to run and gun. Hallerquist trying to hustle back on defense, and he's going to pick up a foul here as Dutton was going in for that right-handed layup. Boy, both teams, they get a rebound. They are hitting the accelerator hard and going. Had another out-of-town score to pass along as the BG girls are playing here tonight, and they lead Harpersville 41-6 at the half. Abby Selfridge with 17 points at the halftime break there. Trevor Dutton to the line here, misses the first shot. Other halftime scores that we had tonight, the GMU boys leading Morris 35-26, and the Edniston boys leading Franklin 28-24. Those games both at halftime as Dutton makes the second shot here. So Trevor Dutton now with 9 points for Sydney. Not a lot of games going on tonight, so I figure I'll try to keep you updated on as many of them as I can in case you're driving around the Tri-County area looking for a score. Now a steal here by Ethan Finch. Gets one back off here for Alex Hoskins at the right low block, and he's fouled by Hallerquist as he goes up for that layup. And it looks like Finch hurt on the far side here. Slowly gets up. Appears to be okay. Maybe an ankle here as he's trying to walk this one off, and assistant coach Donnie Pierce is going to head off with Ethan Finch, and he's going to have to get subbed out here for Steven Smith, and we'll hope that Finch is okay as he is he walked himself off the court and actually out the gym door and into the hallway, and that's where assistant coach Donnie Pierce, JV coach Donnie Pierce, will hope that Ethan is okay. Boy, Ethan Finch, just the injury bug loves to bite him, whether it's football or basketball. As we were talking earlier, he had an injury last week at the Unitego game, and now an injury here. We'll hope that he's okay. In the meantime, Alex Hoskins was fouled, goes to the line, and the first foul shot is off the mark and no good. Tommy Palmatier is going to check in. Tyler Johnson to the bench for BG. Our score, with 3:15 to go in this third quarter, is Sydney leading BG 48-24. Hoskins to the line, second shot, no good. Gets his own rebound, though. And back out for Trevor Dutton. As they'll work it around here, Sydney kind of just slowly working it here on offense. Ball tipped out of bounds as they tried to go to the left side for Xavier Cherniak. And Sydney will get it back one more time here with 3:05 to go in this third quarter. 20 to go on the shot clock. Here's Dutton to the high post looking for Colin Carl. Had his pocket picked, and Cherniak is there to scoop it up. And he'll walk it up the floor for BG as the Bobcats trail on the road here tonight at Sydney, 48-24. Here is Sean Jones at the foul line. Both checked away for Hoskins, and a bounce pass here for Trevor Dutton. Dutton into the paint, and he's fouled as he goes up for the shot with 2:45 to go in this third quarter. And the foul will be on Sean Jones. Here's the team foul situation, folks. That's going to be the third team foul here on BG. Only one on Sydney so far here in the second half. That's the second on Sean Jones. Dutton to the line. First one is good. So that's three players in double figures here tonight. Colin Carl with 16, Ethan Finch with 13, and Trevor Dutton with 10 here for Sydney. Second one coming for Dutton. Off the mark. No good. Rebound is tracked down here by Xavier Cherniak. And he'll bring it up the floor going right to left. Cherniak crosses the half-court timeline, now finds Sean Jones. Jones for Tommy Palmatier at the high post. Palmatier down low on the left low block. Great pass from Palmatier to Wiemann, and he couldn't get the shot to go, but he's fouled. Great look there from Palmatier, who kind of snuck around the corner and was able to dump it off and get that one to Wiemann. And Wiemann couldn't get the shot to go, but we'll head to the line here with 2:25 to go in this third quarter. It's 49-24. Sydney on top of BG. Wiemet leaves the first one short. Second one coming up here for Pete Wiemet. Kyle Rideout will check in, and Xavier Cherniak will head to the bench. Second one coming for Wiemet, who has 4 points on the second half. Wiemet's second shot is off the mark. Ball loose on the floor. Scooped up here by Trevor Hallequist, and BG will keep possession. And to the top of the key they go. With 2:15 to go here in this third quarter. Here's Hallequist. Backdoor pass looking for Jones. Skies into the air. Gets it. Brings it down. And reverse layup up and in for Sean Jones. And he has 11 points. And it's 49-26 with 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Here's Dutton. Pull-up jumper. Got it. Trevor Dutton with 12 points. And it's 51-26. Sydney on top of BG late here in the third quarter. Pass from Hallequist down low for Palmateer. Kicked out of bounds by Alex Hoskins. We'll have a whistle. Nate Vibber checking in. Dawson Backus will head to the bench with a minute 52 to go in the third quarter. Noah Gibbs coming in now here for Sydney. And Colin Carl will head to the bench. Carl with 16 points tonight here for the Warriors. And Sydney again has locked into the top seed in the MAC tournament. We'll see who they get in the first round, as that is still up in the air between a couple of different teams, including this same BG team. Hallequist down low to Tommy Palmateer. Lost it off his fingertips. Ball rolls out of bounds. And Sydney will get it back as they go left to right on your radio dial. And Dutton will walk it up the floor with a minute 40 to go in the third quarter. Dutton to the right side, finding Nate Vibber. Now back for Dutton. Pump fakes on a three. Chest pass to the far side for Steven Smith. Now to Noah Gibbs at the high post. Down low for Alex Hoskins, and he's fouled as he went up for that left-handed layup. Good pump fake. Wiemet bit on it and got him on the wrist as he went up. So that will be the third foul here on Wiemet and the fourth foul on the team for BG. Hoskins to the line and it rolls off the rim, no good. Second shot coming here for Alex Hoskins at the line with a minute 30 to go in this third quarter. Off the front of the rim, no good. Sean Jones with a rebound, and up the floor they come with Trevor Hallequist. Hallequist on the left side. Now reverses over to the right side. Boy, Hallequist all night is either being guarded by Hoskins or Finch. That's been tough. Two of Sydney's best athletes. Right side of the floor here for Sean Jones. Spots up, a jumper is off the mark. Hoskins will sky for a rebound. And an outlet pass here for Steven Smith as we are under a minute to go in the third quarter and the Sydney boys leading 51-26. Left side of the floor now for Hoskins, back out for Nate Vibbert. Across the top of the zone here for Trevor Dutton. That would have been an NBA three, but he doesn't pull the trigger. Far side, Nate Vibbert, he steps in, and that one was just on the line for three, but he couldn't get it to go. Rebound for Sydney with 45 seconds to go in the third quarter and a fresh shot clock. Here's Dutton on the right side, and now they'll go to the high post for Noah Gibbs. Passes to the left side, left wing, there for Nate Vibber, but the pass was too tall. Off his fingertips and out of bounds. And so it's going to go back here to BG with 35 seconds to go. Third quarter, BG trailing 51-26 on the road here tonight at Sydney. Always a good rivalry when these two get together, no matter what the sport is. Hallequist into the left side corner. Dribble drive, puts on the brakes, and now pushes it back out. And to the far side here for Xavier Cherniak. With 15 seconds to go in the third quarter. Now for Jones. Tries to pass down low for Tommy Palmateer. Turnaround shot won't go. Wiemet skies for a rebound. Puts it up. His left-handed layup won't go. Rebound for Sydney with 7 seconds left in the third quarter. Dutton brings it up the floor. Dutton, can he get the shot off? Pump fakes. Now puts up a three at the buzzer. No good. End of the third quarter. Sydney boys leading BG 51-26. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back here on CDO.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Start of the fourth quarter, 51-26 the score. The Sydney boys leading here on senior night. They're honoring eight seniors, and senior class has done a lot for the program. They're doing a lot tonight. Here's Noah Gibbs in the corner, spots up for a shot, no good. Gibbs, one of the eight seniors, into the contest now. Rebound for BG. They go down the floor with Hallequist to the bucket, puts it up and in, and he is fouled. Hallequist now with 7 points, looking to head to the line here for a couple more. 15 seconds into this fourth quarter. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com. Make sure you head to WCDOsports.com. Check out our Twitter feed there as Hallequist makes the foul shot to complete the three-point play. You can also check out our schedule of when all the league championships are going to be, other games that we'll have on the radio. It's all right there at CDOsports.com. Steven Smith now for Trevor Dutton. They'll pass down low for Noah Gibbs. Bounce pass here for Alex Hoskins, making it look easy. Puts it up and in. Hoskins only with 4 points, but he does so many of those other things really well. Does a great job. Just does a little bit of everything for the Warriors. Left side for Sean Jones. Into the high post here for Pete Wiemet. Back out into the corner for Hallequist, who has Hoskins, speak of the devil, right in his face. And back up here for Kyla Rideout at the top of the key. Rideout goes to the left side. Passes now into the corner for Sean Jones. Long three is good for Sean Jones, and he has 14. With 6:55 to go in this fourth quarter, it's the Sydney boys leading Bainbridge-Guilford 53-32 here tonight in Sydney. Here is Noah Gibbs to the high post for Alex Hoskins. Now back out for Trevor Dutton. Dutton down low. Noah Gibbs reverse layup up and good for Noah Gibbs. Great move there for Gibbs off the bench, and it's 55-32, Sydney on top. Left side of the floor here for Trevor Hallequist at the left low block. Turn around, leaves it off for Wiemet. He can't get it to go, and a rebound here for Sydney. Wiemet just not finding the touch here tonight that we usually see him have. Right side of the floor for Dutton, now at the top of the key, and finding Nate Vibbard. They'll work it around here. Sydney very content to work the shot clock and the game clock. Back in for Dutton. Left side, Steven Smith. Now for Noah Gibbs in the corner, avoids the trap, passes back out to the top of the key for Dutton. 15 on the shot clock. He pulls a long three, no good. Rebound for Alex Hoskins, down low for Noah Gibbs. Back to Hoskins, and he's fouled with exactly 6 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. And so Hoskins will head to the line here for Sydney. Only with 4 points here tonight, but looking to add to it at the line. And the first one is up and good here for Alex Hoskins. And there he is, the lone senior who hasn't played so far here tonight. Kyle Gaskin is going to check into the ball game here at the next whistle. Wiemet and Jones are going to come to the bench here for Bainbridge-Guilford as they trail 56-32. And so some of the reserves will get in for both sides. Hoskins to the line, and his second shot off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound here for Hallequist. And we'll have a whistle. Hallequist got the rebound and got tied up there with Trevor Dutton. Just got an inadvertent elbow. And Hallequist going to take a quick minute here. Make sure everything is okay. As an official, he's got to check to make sure there's no blood there. So Hallequist appears to be okay. He's not upset with the elbow or anything. Inadvertent there from Dutton. So we'll get back underway. As Kyle Gaskin now into the game here for Sydney. Also checking in, Adam Ives here for Bainbridge-Guilford. Colin Pirelli will check in here for the Bobcats to be out there with Palmateer, as well as Rideout and Hallequist. Here's Palmateer, gets down low, and he's fouled as he takes it to the bucket with 5:45 to go in this fourth quarter. It's 56-32. The BG boys trailing Sydney here on the road. Now Hallequist and Dutton having a good chuckle on the far side of the floor together about that inadvertent elbow. Now Hallequist is going to come to the bench, and Xavier Cherniak will check back in. So the BG Big Three unable to keep this game close here tonight, but they might get another chance depending on how things go the rest of the way as Palmateer puts the first shot up and in. So Tommy Palmateer, his first shot and his first point of the night. The Green boys are leading UV 29-21. So, wow, if UV lost here tonight, that could keep BG's playoff hopes alive, but they do not have the tiebreaker against the Storm. So that's another vote against BG in that category of making the top four. 5:35 to go in this fourth quarter. It's 56-33 as Palmateer goes 1-for-2 at the line. Malik Howard is now into the game for Sydney. Left side of the floor as Sydney goes left to right. Here is Howard, thought about a three, reverses it far side for Vibbert, into the corner for Noah Gibbs. Gibbs has his pocket picked, and BG will come away with the ball. 5:15 to go, fourth quarter, and over the half-court timeline, here is Cherniak, finds Rideout on the far side of the floor for the Bobcats. They trail 56-33. Justin McMillan is going to check in at the next whistle here. Everybody's going to get to play here tonight for both sides, it appears. Here is Pirelli finding Tommy Palmateer at the high post. Palmateer down low, off the glass, and the kiss is good for Tommy Palmateer. At the right low block, good move and a solid finish there from Palmateer. With 4:50 to go in this fourth quarter, it's 56-35, Sydney boys with the edge. Left side of the floor, and they'll reverse to the right for Malik Howard. Sydney very willing to just chew up this clock. They go back to Vibbard from downtown, and Nate Vibbard, his second three-pointer of the night, and he's got 6 points. It's 59-35 with 4.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Here is Palmateer at the high post. Wants to make that move again to the bucket. Tommy Palmateer gets it to go, and he's coming alive here tonight in this fourth quarter. It's 59-37, Sydney on top of BG. Left side of the floor again for Nate Vibbard as Sydney reverses now for Malik Howard right side. Boy, that was a good-looking three. Too much mustard on that one. It was too hard, and we'll have a whistle. It's just going to be a timeout here to get a sub in as John Castle will check into the ball game here for BG. And Vibbard will come to the bench. Justin McMillan in, so everybody seeing the floor here tonight for both sides. It's always great when you see that. 4 minutes left here in this fourth quarter, so they're going to get some quality minutes here at the end of the ball game too. Right side of the floor, here is Kyle Rideout for Bainbridge-Guilford. Dribbles to the left side, now dumps one off for Palmateer. Palmateer, the jumper, no good. Rebound, Stephen Smith, and back up the floor he comes. Smith on the left side of the floor, crosses the timeline. Chest pass for Justin McMillan, now to Kyle Gaskin at the high post. Gaskin, back out for McMillan, who will find Stephen Smith on the far side for Malik Howard. Sydney moving the ball here, continuing to work that clock with 3:35 to go in the fourth quarter. Smith is running the point now, distributing the ball with 10 seconds to go on the shot clock. Into the corner for Malik Howard. Lost it, though. John Castle was there for a steal for BG, and the Bobcats will bring it back up the floor. Again, our score, Sydney boys leading 59-37 over Bainbridge-Guilford tonight here in Sydney on senior night with 3:15 to go in the fourth quarter. Tommy Palmateer outside the three-point line. Can he continue his fourth-quarter magic here for the Bobcats? And dribbling around is Colin Pirelli, the junior, to the left side of the floor. Pirelli will leave one off for Palmateer at the high post. Palmateer pump fakes, going to take it to the bucket again, and he's fouled. So 2:55 to go in this fourth quarter. It's 59-37. And heading to the line, it will be Tommy Palmateer. So Palmateer with 5 points here tonight. First foul shot coming from the line. I always love when we do a BG game online involving the Palmateers, either Megan for the girls, Tommy for the boys. We have our spot on WCDOsports.com where you can sign in and tell where you're listening from. Palmateers with a strong listening area down in Florida. As Palmateer gets that second shot, he gets it to go. He's got 6 points, and they always sign in and say that they're listening. So a shout-out to the Palmateer family down in Florida if you're listening tonight. Top of the key here for Stephen Smith again. Smith to the high post, now back out for Malik Howard for a three, off the mark, no good. And Colin Pirelli, a rebound for BG with 2:35 to go in this fourth quarter. Lucas Tanner is going to check into the game here for Sydney. That's the next whistle. And BG will have a substitution as well as Palmateer takes it down low. His left little baby hook, no good. Malik Howard, a rebound. Matt Warner is going to check in for BG at our next stoppage of play. Into the left corner for Noah Gibbs, baseline drive. Dumps one off Kyle Gaskin. The shot is good for Kyle Gaskin. The senior on senior night gets his first bucket of the contest. 2:05 to go in this fourth quarter. We will have a substitution timeout here to allow both teams to get these subs in. Lucas Tanner into the game, much to the pleasure of the Sydney student section. We had some We Want LT chants coming out. And they get him into the ball game. With 2:05 to go in this fourth quarter, LT had a heck of a football season and has done a really nice job here in his supporting role on the basketball team, too. As we hit 1:55 to go in the fourth quarter, in Sydney leading 61-38 here tonight at home against BG. They have clinched the top seed in the MAC semifinals, which are coming up next week. Rebound off the missed shot from Pirelli goes ahead to Lucas Tanner. And now for Malik Howard on the right side of the floor. Howard for Justin McMillan. Now for Noah Gibbs. And to the high post for Kyle Gaskin and across here for McMillan. McMillan will get it to the high post and back out for Noah Gibbs. Sydney content to work this ball around as they go again to the high post for Gaskin. Takes it down low. His shot off the mark. And a rebound is scooped up here by Colin Pirelli with 1:20 to go in the fourth quarter. Make sure you stay tuned for the postgame show, folks. We'll have our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose brought to you by NBT Bank, ACCO Brands of Sydney, and NBT Mang Insurance. BG with the ball on the right wing side. They'll find Matt Warner. Warner wanted the shot, instead pulls it back out for Pirelli. They go to the high post. Castle, a turnaround shot. That won't go. Rebound for Sydney with 50 seconds to go in the fourth quarter, and McMillan will walk it up the floor. So the Sydney boys will have one more game on Friday. That's a makeup game against Hancock. And that game will be here at 6 o'clock. No JV game on Friday, so if you're making note of that at home. Sydney with one more league game to see if they can complete a regular season undefeated here in the MAC. Shot for Kyle Gaskin is off the mark, and back up the floor for BG with Kyle right out as they will tick off the remaining 30 seconds in this ball game. Back down low. Turnaround shot here for Rideout. That won't go. Noah Gibbs skies for a rebound and leaves one off for Justin McMillan. 15 seconds left, and Sydney will work off the rest of the clock here with Malik Howard. Back for McMillan on the big Sydney S. And that is going to be our final score here tonight. 61-38, the Sydney boys with the victory at home tonight over Bainbridge Guilford. We'll be back with the postgame show here on CDO.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank Mobile Banking, you can download it. NBT Bank Mobile Banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. ACCO Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600. And let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. It's our post-game show, 61-38. The Sydney boys winning here tonight on senior night, honoring their eight seniors over Bainbridge Guilford. And let's go through our scoring summary first here for Sydney. A game-high 16 points for Colin Carl here tonight in a winning effort. He did a great job. 13 points for Ethan Finch, 12 for Trevor Dutton, 6 for Nate Vibbert, 5 apiece for Dawson Backus and Alex Hoskins, and 2 for Noah Gibbs, as well as Kyle Gaskin. On the other side for BG, 14 points here for Sean Jones tonight, 8 for Trevor Hollequist, 6 for Tommy Palmateer, 4 for Tyler Johnson, and 2 for Xavier Cherniak. Let's go through our three awards here for tonight's contest. The NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you, of course, by NBT, putting customers first every single day. supporting local high school sports. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served their area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. We'll give it to Colin Carl tonight. 16 points for Colin Carl. Did a great job down low. Had some bigger guys to deal with down there tonight for BG. Just gets the job done. Colin Carl, our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner tonight. Next is the NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by NBT Mang Insurance. Our families live, work, and play with your families at NBT Mang Insurance. We insure your life. We'll give that tonight to Sean Jones from BG. 14 points for Jones, but always does a great job defensively, and I thought was great on the boards here tonight. And when the BG was making that little run, trying to get back into it in the first half, Jones and his defense and his steals was a big part of that. Next is the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO and Sydney. Proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season. Is happy to cheer on these young athletes. We'll give that to Ethan Finch tonight from Sydney. We'll hope he's okay. He went down in the second half with that ankle injury, but 13 points tonight for Finch. Thought he did a really nice job. Again, we'll hope he's okay, as Sydney will have a regular season wrap-up game with Hancock on Friday, and they will be the one seed in the MAC semifinals, which will start next week. You can check out WCDOsports.com for the full update on that. Not sure what semifinal game will do on the radio yet. All depends on the matchups, but we will do one of those for sure. So Ethan Finch is our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award winner tonight. Again, our final score, the Sydney boys defeating BG on senior night, 61-38. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in the WCDO studios. Glad to have everybody along here tonight. The rest of this week, on weeknights, we will be doing some Twitter coverage of various games throughout the MAC and Delaware leagues. And then on Saturday, make sure you join me. I'll be up at Hartwick College at 2 o'clock and 4 o'clock right here on CDO on the radio. We will have the Tri-Valley League Championships at 2 o'clock. It's the Milford girls taking on Skenevis. And at 4 o'clock, it's the Lawrence boys taking on Milford. So those should be two solid games. Maybe if you're in the area, stop up. You'll see some good quality basketball. Lawrence boys especially are a great team to watch. They have two players in Jarrett Benjamin and Mason Weir who are fantastic and worth the price of admission. And you can head up there to Hartwick College, the Tri-Valley League Championships on Saturday at 2 and 4. We'll have them live here on the radio on CDO. Again, thanks for joining us tonight. Our final score, Sydney boys defeating BG at home, 61-38. I'm Nate Lull. Have a great night from CDO Sports.